Today, be'ezah shem, we learned daf mem hei of mesechtes yevamos. The topics we're learning about include regarding when the child is a mamzer. There's a machlekes. Pekiba holds that from a marriage that is a lav, the child is a mamzer. Pshimna Timni holds that only from a marriage that is a chiv karis, the child is a mamzer. Pshua holds that even from a marriage that is a chiv karis, the child won't necessarily be a mamzer, only from chiv misis bezdin. The Gemara will discuss a machlekes in the case of an eved v'evik achav m'habal bas Yisrael, whether the child is a mamzer or not. Do we say that anywhere that kedushin are not taifis, the child is a mamzer? So to hear the child is a mamzer, or do we say that only where the person has kedushin elsewhere and it's only not taifis with this person, then the child is a mamzer? But by an eved v'evik achav where there is no kedushin by an eved v'evik achav whatsoever, the child is not a mamzer. An Eved Kenani that was owned by two people, and one of them freed him is now half Eved and half free, and is unable to marry anyone because each side of him is tied down by the other side of him. From the double expression of Saim Tasim, we learn that in order to appoint a person to any position of authority, he must be Mekerev Achecha and not a descendant of Gerim.